This week, U.S. Army Alaska troops based at J-Bear have been taking part in a massive training exercise stretching from Alaska to Australia. Exercise Talisman Sabre involves over 33,000 military personnel from three continents. The airborne unit playing lead in one of the several ongoing exercises in the Pacific Theater is slated for cutbacks. As KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports, the unit also exemplifies the Army's changing global mission.
It's hard to grasp the scale of Talisman Sabre, an operation with months of planning designed around day-long rides inside massive cargo planes shuttling troops across the globe. Major Kim Edgard is one of about 500 airborne soldiers from the 425th Combat Brigade parachuting into a remote training site on the eastern edge of Australia.
It feels like jumping off the bed of a truck with your eyes closed.
We're on one of seven planes taking part in just one piece of the multinational exercise, which has happened every 2 years since 2005 to bolster relationships between the U.S. military and its partners in the Pacific, specifically Australia. The goal is dropping an instant fighting force on the other side of the world within 24 hours. And while it's a drill, it feels extremely realistic watching dozens of soldiers check and recheck 100-pound piles of equipment in the hours before they jump off the plane. Staff Sergeant Thomas Gutierrez is a jump master. It's his job to check chutes, get jumpers prepped, and keep them as safe as circumstances allow.
You have to be strong-willed because, again, your confidence and your attitude reflects the confidence of the jumper. And the more direct and more louder you are, the more confidence the jumpers will have in you, knowing that everything will go right.
It's a pretty short ride down. Jumpers exit at just 1,000 feet from the ground, a distance that's close enough to make out individual tree trunks through the open side doors. Today, there are just 5 injuries, well below the 2-4% casualty rate that Gutierrez and others expect on this kind of exercise.
This is one of the most safest things you can do if done properly. Everything is done in a repetitive motion over and over again to where it becomes second nature to us. But the smallest mistake could be catastrophic, like life-threatening.
After the first few dozen jumpers vanish out into the sun and wind, the plane makes another pass over the landing zone. Specialist Jordan Dunn is on deck, sitting under his giant rucksack with a machine gun fastened to his hip, and says he's not nervous, just eager to get out of the plane after so many long hours.
It's probably the best feeling in the world in the air when you let go of everything.
Once done and the last few jumpers land, they join a mock battle down below. The long, complicated, dangerous exercise begs the question, why do any of this at all? Even on a good day, there are injuries, the worst being a broken femur requiring helicopter transport. It's also expensive, with a price tag of $23 million for costs like fuel, thousands of field rations, and $200 disposable parachutes for dropping over a ton of blank ammo and medical equipment into the mock landing zone. Given a shrinking military and diminishing federal budgets, why bother?
I think a big part of it is it's just the capability. You know, it's a deterrent to our adversaries, but it's also reassurance to our allies.
Lieutenant Colonel Matt Hardman is in charge of the battalion taking lead on the airborne piece of Talisman Sabre. We talk in the field his troops seized hours earlier, surrounded now by hundreds of sleeping bags, soldiers bedded down for the night. Airborne operations have been uncommon in the decades since World War II, although there have been a handful of publicly acknowledged small-scale drops in Iraq, Afghanistan, and elsewhere. But the capability is far from a staple in the U.S.'s contemporary arsenal. Hardman says maintaining the capacity to pull off airborne missions takes practice runs, which doubly serve to build relationships with military allies.
You know, in the 21st century, everything we're going to do is going to be joint, and it's going to be multinational. I mean, that's the nature of where we've gone. You know, all the work that goes into it, into this exercise, is exactly kind of what I'd seen in my 4 deployments in Afghanistan and Iraq as well.
That spirit of camaraderie and cooperation is on full display by morning. In between quick bursts of rain, intermittent rainbows, and the occasional kangaroo sighting in the distance, the Australian and American troops lined up for a wing exchange ceremony, presided over by Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Crapo.
All right, hey, men. When one nation of paratroopers jumps with another nation of paratroopers, they exchange their wings. You know, when you exit that aircraft, it takes a special individual to turn and face the door and jump out of that thing. And today we share that with our Australian brethren
After the exercise finished and soldiers were ferried back to Amberley Air Force Base, an hour south towards Brisbane, troops started seeing news on their cell phones that this airborne unit stands to take one of the largest cuts of any brigade in the Army as part of a nationwide drawdown. By the time 425 is scaled back, they'll be a third of their current size, but still have the numbers and know-how to run the next iteration of Talisman Sabre in 2017. In Brisbane, I'm Zachariah Hughes.